Think back to a moment when someone told you to focus, but the harder you tried, the more your mind wandered. Or when a teacher's explanation made perfect sense to your classmate but left you utterly confused. These aren't failures of intelligence or effort. They're clues to something far more profound. We've spent decades trying to fit every learner into the same educational mold, wondering why so many struggle. But what if the problem isn't the learner at all? What if we've been speaking Russian to someone who only understands English, then blaming them for not comprehending? Understanding how people naturally learn transforms everything, not just in classrooms, but in every relationship, every conversation, every moment we try to connect with another human being. Imagine your mind as a unique instrument designed to perceive and organize the world in a specific way. Dr. Anthony Gregoric discovered that we perceive information through two channels: concrete perception, which registers what our five senses directly tell us, it is what it is, and abstract perception, which lets us visualize concepts and see beyond the surface. It's not always what it seems. When John's wife asked him to look at that billboard while driving, he literally turned his head to see it, a concrete response. She meant for him to consider the message, an abstract request. Neither was wrong. They simply perceived differently. Once we perceive information, we organize it either sequentially, in linear, step-by-step order with careful planning, or randomly, in chunks without particular sequence, often skipping steps while still reaching the destination. Combining these perception and organization styles creates four distinct learning languages: concrete sequential, abstract sequential, abstract random, and concrete random. While we all use each style to some degree, we naturally favor certain combinations. Concrete sequentials catch details others miss. When random thinkers planned helium balloons for a rally, CS members spotted the flaw. Balloons drift too far to advertise a specific location. These organizers communicate with literal precision. A CS husband giving his wife a vacuum wasn't thoughtless. He genuinely heard, "I could use a new vacuum," as a direct request. One kindergartner ran all day because her teacher said to run on the grass. She took it literally. Another insisted trash cans say "thank you" if you put your trash in here, because "thank you for" assumed compliance before it happened. Abstract sequentials treat life as continuous research. Discover a better deal after purchasing, and they'll exchange it or experience lasting regret. Ask a simple question, receive an exhaustive answer. One AS husband received an emotional letter from his wife and created a structured outline addressing every point systematically. She felt hurt until realizing this reflected his deepest care. He refused to miss anything. AS parents expect logical thinking from children, sometimes forgetting they're dealing with young minds. A simple, "could I have a puppy," triggers comprehensive interrogations about care requirements and long-term logistics. Abstract randoms possess an almost supernatural ability to understand people's needs without words. When Detective Fry extracted a confession where Officer Baker's by-the-book approach failed, he demonstrated the AR superpower, reading nonverbal cues that sequential thinkers miss entirely. These peacemakers prioritize relationships over tasks and function best in collaborative settings. Their apparent indecisiveness stems not from lack of conviction, but from ensuring everyone's needs are met. AR parents create warm, nurturing environments where personal connections trump housekeeping. AR children care deeply about pleasing others and experience learning as intensely personal, struggling with subjects that don't connect to their lives. Often accused of not living up to potential, they're actually motivated more by desire to please parents than pure love of learning. Yet when they make a personal, passionate commitment, they excel even in difficult subjects. Concrete randoms need to experience everything firsthand. When a CR son wanted to taste juice his mother found awful, he wasn't being defiant. He genuinely needed personal verification. As intuitive risk-takers, constantly seeking new challenges, they quickly abandon anything routine, viewing rules as mere guidelines for people who don't know better. They'll pursue impossible goals they deem worthy while ignoring easy achievements they consider pointless, as demonstrated by the college student who refused homework but aced every test. Their independence makes them both challenging and refreshing. They resist arbitrary authority, believing themselves exempt when they feel competent. CR children possess remarkable confidence and creativity. One kindergartner, told no one knows what God looks like, confidently replied, "They will when I get through." A concrete sequential tackles a messy room systematically. A concrete random dives in wherever inspiration strikes. Neither approach is superior. They're different paths to the same destination. The challenge for parents isn't changing these children, but helping them leverage their natural gifts while encouraging flexibility. AS children approach tasks with systematic deliberation, preferring to complete work thoroughly or not at all. One homeschooling mother solved her AS first grader's reading reluctance by having him teach a puppet to read, providing the objective distance he needed. These children process thoughts internally before expressing them, demonstrating remarkable objectivity, but struggling with assignments requiring emotional sharing. They thrive with organization, credible information, and ample analysis time, but become stressed when rushed or asked to express emotions without factual justification. One effective compromise, an AS father and his impatient daughter agreed she could stop his lectures by correctly identifying his main point. CR children are strong-willed, not necessarily rebellious, but determined to control their own lives. They resist ultimatums completely. Told do this or else, they'll invariably choose else, even at great personal cost. CRs can technically follow rules while violating their spirit, as demonstrated by the girl who put a pussy willow in her nose after being told not to put it in her ear. Though they exasperate parents, CRs actually expect boundaries and authority. The challenge is how that authority is communicated and how much input they're allowed in establishing rules. Why can some people concentrate in chaos while others need perfect silence? Environmental factors. Lighting, seating, sound, temperature, food, and time of day dramatically affect concentration and retention. Traditional study environments work beautifully for some, but feel like imprisonment to others. Some students genuinely do their best work on the living room floor with the television on, indicators of different environmental needs, not poor study habits. We process information through three sensory pathways. Auditory learners learn best by listening. Visual learners need illustrations and mental images. Kinesthetic learners require physical participation and struggle sitting still. Most people are strong in at least two modalities. One vocabulary class divided students into modality-based study groups: auditory drilling aloud, visual creating illustrated flashcards, kinesthetic designing body movements. Result: 26 of 29 students scored perfectly on an 84-word test and maintained scores 2 weeks later. We also process information either analytically, breaking information into component parts, or globally, grasping the overall picture. Analytics excel at organization and step-by-step instructions. Globals excel at seeing relationships and reading between the lines. For parents of global children, if the child can find any paper within 60 seconds, their system works. Understanding learning styles follows a predictable journey. First comes awareness, the aha moment, when we discover others perceive the world as we do. Then we often believe our style is superior, with children calling globals space cadets or analytics uptight nerds. As we recognize our limitations, we appreciate opposite styles. Global students seek analytic classmates for detailed notes. Analytics realize they need globals for big picture thinking. A challenging phase follows where children use style as an excuse. I'm a random, I don't do math. Parents must firmly remind them that learning styles are tools for success, not excuses for avoidance. Finally comes style flex, consciously adapting our natural strengths to accommodate less comfortable styles. Refusing to adapt restricts potential success. Many students struggle not because of learning disabilities, but because their natural styles conflict with traditional classroom demands, school typically requires sitting still, quiet learning, independent work, and sequential demonstration, challenging for kinesthetic, auditory, global, and random learners respectively. When 6-year-old Karen's teachers suggested screening for hyperactivity, her parents discovered her kinesthetic, global, and random style explained her challenges. By allowing her to fidget while listening, they helped Karen succeed without medication. Learning styles illuminate each individual's complexity rather than label them. Understanding these differences shifts us from, "Why can't you just focus?" to, "What do you need to succeed?" That shift from judgment to curiosity, from frustration to understanding, changes everything. Your child isn't broken, lazy, or difficult. They're simply speaking a different learning language. Strong-willed CR children will likely change the world rather than be changed by it. AR children are highly sensitive to classroom atmosphere and interpersonal dynamics, finding concentration nearly impossible amid conflict. With natural empathy, they're typically first to comfort distressed classmates. The challenge isn't fixing these children. It's creating environments where their natural strengths flourish while gently stretching them in less comfortable areas. When we honor how each child naturally learns, we give them permission to be exactly who they are, while equipping them with tools to navigate a world that won't always accommodate their preferences. That's not just good parenting. It's preparing them for authentic success in life.